The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening. Dr. Lee Yardley is here. Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to Mike. Now, this is not all that unusual an occurrence. I understand he was seeing somebody else before he came to see you.
Correct. And I'm sure they were doing a fine job on him. But his issue was this. He wasn't holding. And he wanted to get to try something that would hold
for
longer.
Now, when you say holding, what do you mean?
Not needing a correction for long periods of time. Some people can get relief by being corrected on a regular basis.
And other people can go longer.
But yeah, some approaches allow a person to hold for longer periods of time.
And your goal is always, as I understand it, to get people to hold as long as possible.
Yeah, 10 years is our record. Better than 10 years.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
10 years would be great.
I would too.
We got to talk to Mike here. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Dr. Yardley is here to chat with you too.
Hi there, Mike.
Hello, Dr. Yardley. Wonderful to hear your voice.
It's good to talk to you, too.
I love it when patients are thrilled to hear Dr. Yardley. So, Michael, tell us a little bit about your situation. I understand that you you work in construction, and you were sore all over for a long, long time. Tell us all about this.
Well, I've been, for quite a few years, I was told that I either had arthritis or I had fibromyalgia, that I couldn't do the job I was doing, and I started to believe that because in order to get my work boots on in the morning, I couldn't tie my shoelaces. My hands were so sore. I'd either have to weave my shoelaces between my fingers and pull that way or else wait for about half an hour, 45 minutes as I drove to work before I could tie my boots. Now, my back was so sore that I at times would just come home and lay down on the floor, or even if we were at a party at someone's house, I'd just have to lay down on the floor and I was tired all the time due to the amount of pain I was in.
That must have been tremendously frustrating.
Oh, it was frustrating for myself and for my wife and for my kids. And after starting to go to Dr. Yardley, I just found out how much it was for my wife and how much she had been holding back because she was also in the same place in the survival mode, just trying to make things work. That day after my first adjustment, I thought for sure this can't be real. And I went over to my mother's house, who I said, well, I'm going to this guy. And she said, I'll never go to a chiropractor. I don't want anything to do with it. And I walked into her house after my first adjustment. And she said, I want to go see whoever you were at. And that's what was crazy. I didn't tell her I'd been in there, but she had known. Another issue I had was I had never stood up straight. My mother used to always tell me to stand up straight. And Dr. Yardley, through his x-rays, pointed out that my spine was not in a position that would allow me to sit up or stand straight, that would be physically painful to me. My parents used to tie me to my chair at the dining room table so I'd sit up straight. And my mom, as soon as I walked into her house, standing straight, like she always told me to do, right then she said, I want to go in and see the same guy, because she had some back problems as well.
So tell me about where you are today. How are you feeling today?
I can't even tell you how long I've held my adjustment. I go in every...
Actually, I can. It's about 13 months.
Wow.
13 months. Mm-hmm. So over a year. I was going to say about a year.
And what's your life like now? What is the pain all gone? Tell me about it.
Well, I am in construction. So now what happens is every once in a while I tweak a muscle, I pull a muscle. But with my Atlas in line and my nerves being able to focus throughout my whole body and communicate with my brain of how it needs to heal, I get sore every once in a while, but it'll be for a day or two, and my body will know what it needs to do to recover from that sore. I lift heavy stuff. I move things with two guys that are 4,000 pounds in building elevators. So we're moving stuff, heavy stuff, doing construction all the time. I wake up in the morning. Every once in a while, I still use my CPAP machine, depending on how much sleep I'm getting in the night. I never use an inhaler. I don't need an inhaler, and I haven't used one of those since probably this probably the fifth or sixth month I went to Dr. Yardley's. And beforehand, I had two different inhalers. One of them was $365 a month that the cost was of the one inhaler. And ever since that fourth month, I haven't used those at all.
And tell me about your overall back and chest pain. How is that?
My back pain is great. Every once in a while now when I get sore, I look at my wife and I ask her, how did I ever live this way? And her response to me is, we didn't. We coped. But and then it's only a day or two from normal construction wear and tear, and then I feel better. I can't understand how I ever lived with all the different pains and everything other than it was just survival. I walk upright. I feel great. I wake up in the morning. I can put my boots on. I can tie my boots right away when I wake up, which is just a huge blessing in itself. I was able to change the way my whole family works together and lives. In fact, he also helped my daughter, who had a lazy eye, and a child optometrist, after working with my daughter for 8 months, said she needed eye surgery, and a child optologist that we worked with for another 8 months because I didn't want to cut into my daughter's retina, said she needed surgery too, and now her eye holds position when her alignment's in with her atlas. So he's helped my family in many more ways, and we're very grateful for the practice he has.
Michael, thank you for making the time to chat with us. It's great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Dr. Yardley, we've talked to a lot of people, but that is certainly among the most dramatic stories I've ever heard and the biggest change I've ever heard from somebody.
Very unique, but it made a profound change in Mike's life.
Yeah, impact on his entire family.
Yeah.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
And we're back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here. Now, Lee, we were talking between the segments about eczema, and I guess you had a visit about this? I can't imagine we're even talking about eczema. That's not something I would equate with what you do.
Many people feel that way. My wife came up to me and said that recently we had the mother of one of our practice members, and she came up and said, you need to do a radio program on eczema. Now, there's a reason that she said that.
Okay.
And the reason was, about 8 weeks before that, she'd brought her daughter in to be evaluated for a compromise in the brain-body connection.
Sure.
And in taking the history, one of the things that we found out was that her daughter suffered from eczema. Her daughter was 14 years of age. So they opted to begin care to get that brain-body connection connected. And one of the amazing things to them was within 6 weeks, the eczema was doing 80% better.
Now, wait, stop. That's a skin condition.
Yes.
And what you do is the brain and body connection. What you do is align the brain with the spine and allow the communication to be restored between the two.
Right.
Eczema is on the skin. Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Well, the skin is the largest organ in the human body. Now, there are many other organs. There's the kidneys, there's the liver, there's the lungs. The function of the kidneys is to remove toxins in the body.
Correct.
However, if the kidneys are not working as well as they're supposed to, the backup system is the skin.
You mean if the kidney can't get rid of it, it'll come out the skin?
It'll come out of the skin, you see. And so the way the body works is it has a series of control systems that are linked with various systems like the cardiovascular system, the nervous system, the respiratory system. And they all have to interface.
Okay.
And what makes that happen is communication. And communication occurs primarily across the nervous system.
Right.
Secondarily, it occurs through the endocrine system. And these systems are unfortunately vulnerable to compromises. And the area that's most likely to occur, that it can most easily occur, is in the brain-body connection at the very top of the neck. So when we correct that brain-body connection, it now allows these systems to begin to interface and function the way that they were designed to.
You're restoring the control system.
Exactly.
This is like Iron Man's suit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the movies, but Iron Man, in every Iron Man story, every movie, every comic book, the basic story is something happens to the suit, right? He catches a missile or whatever, but mm-hmm. one of the control systems in the suit goes down. Mm. And in order for Iron Man to triumph, the suit has to be brought up to a certain level of functionality again for him to save the day.
How does that happen? How do they get it back up to its functionality?
Well, that's the Tony Stark part.
That's the whole story.
Yeah, he's the brilliant guy that built the suit. He always has to fix the suit in one way or another.
Well, I think that's a great analogy.
You're Tony Stark?
No, I don't think so. But, but it's a great analogy when you take a look at it, because it is, you know, it's very much how the body works. And so when you start dealing with things like skin conditions and eczema and things like that, the amazing thing is they can respond so well.
How often has eczema responded to your treatments?
I see it year in and year out. It's perennial.
And
multiple cases, dozens of cases. There was a case that I saw many years ago in my early years of practice. A young girl was brought to me, and she was literally covered from head to foot with eczema.
Wow.
And she was 7 years old at the time, and she was a very difficult child to like. And the reason she was difficult to like is she was in pain all of the time.
Sure.
And she was just very difficult to handle.
Sure she was.
And so we started her under care, and within about 90 days, there was dramatic improvement in her skin. Within a year, it had cleared up completely.
Really?
And the change in this young girl that occurred during that period of time. And over the next 12, 13 years, I saw her on a maintenance basis coming mm-hmm. in. And she'd come in as a teenager, and she'd say, Dr. Yardley, well, actually, she called me Yardley. She'd say, Yardley, I'm out of adjustment. So I'd check her, and sure enough, she'd be out of adjustment. You know how she knew?
How?
One of the ways that you know that you've got an attack of eczema coming on is your skin starts burning and getting itchy at night. And although she hadn't broken out, she could feel that beginning, and that was telling her that problems were beginning to start again. And she knew to get in and get checked. Now, we didn't have to see her all that much at that stage of the game, but I actually followed her through to her late teenage years, and she did remarkably well.
And this is something that is consistent through your practice for many, many years.
It is. Another case that came to see me, a young Samoan boy, about 7 years of age. And I saw him just about 3 or 4 years ago. Within 30 days, his skin had cleared up. It was quite amazing.
Now, we have to be clear here, especially when we talk about something like eczema. Mm-hmm. You don't cure eczema. That's not what this show is about. That's not what the Yardley Institute is about.
That's exactly right. That's not what the Institute's about. We address only the ability of the body to heal itself and as it relates to a compromise in the brain-body connection.
So when you eliminate that compromise mm-hmm. and the brain and the body are communicating again, and that restores what, the control systems?
The control systems. They can now start interfacing and functioning at 100%.
And so that allows the body to heal itself?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but you are Tony Stark.
Thank you. I'm sure that's a compliment, and one day I'll know who Tony Stark is.
Oh, Dr. Yardley.
I apologize.
No, that's all right. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
We're back. I'm here once again with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., of course, of the Yardley Institute. Before we go any further, I want to take a second to say thank you for sharing part of your day with us. We know your time is valuable. It's a delight that you're here. Now, headaches, they plague some people. I despise them. I don't get them often, but when I get them, they are brutal. Dr. Yardley, we have one of your patients, Paul, is on the line with us to talk about his headaches and what you did to help him. Paul, welcome to the show. Tell us what you were going through.
I was having really bad headaches some lower back problems, but the biggest thing, I guess, was my left hip. I had a lot of pain, and that turned into a plantar fasciitis thing in my heel, which the doctors couldn't seem to figure out how to fix. I was taking about 6 ibuprofen a day.
That's a lot.
Just about every day, and I've been listening to Dr. Yardley on the radio, and I finally said, well, you know, nobody else can help, so I went in to see him.
But before you went to the Yardley Institute for Care, besides the ibuprofen, what else were you doing to manage the pain, Paul?
Well, I was doing massage. I had been to a fitness therapist and, you know, just trying to figure things out. I'd been going to chiropractor for 30 years, you know, and nobody could seem to get me the relief that I needed long term, and nobody could seem to help the hip.
Okay, so Lee, Paul came to see you, did the initial consultation. What did you find?
Well, we sat down and talked, and we talked about the very things that he's talking about now and, you know, what he'd been doing for it. He'd been going to a chiropractor and massage therapy and some other things. So we ran some testing on him. We ran some metrics to see what was going on, and we found that he was pretty crooked. I mean, he had one leg shorter than the other, one hip higher than the other. He was standing, tipped off to the left side. A good-looking guy, but boy, what a mess.
Paul, when they first did the measurements on you at the Yardley Institute, were you surprised by some of the things that they found?
I really wasn't surprised at the leg length. I was surprised at how far my neck was out and how my hips were twisted. That was quite intriguing to me.
You know, Paul, we often talk to people who tell us after they got their first adjustment, they could barely tell that anything happened. It was so gentle. What was it like for you?
I had heard that, you know, it was gentle and it was, you know, you wouldn't really even feel it. But, you know, having gone to other chiropractors, you know, I was expecting the crack and the pop. And it's like, come on now, do something, because I felt nothing.
Right. But let's get to the crux of the matter. What happened a little while after that first adjustment?
Within, I would say, 48 hours, for the first time in probably a year, the hip didn't hurt.
Wow.
He had to have done something because the hip didn't hurt.
Now, Dr. Yardley, is that pretty common? People suffer from chronic pain and then they come and get their first adjustment and then boom, something big changes?
Often that's the case. We seem to be the place of last resort for so many of these people. But yeah, and gratefully, a lot of them see changes pretty quickly.
Okay, Paul. So let's go through some of your health conditions and find out how you're doing now. How about those headaches? I know you had them for a long time.
The headaches are pretty much non-existent. I still do get them, you know, but not nearly, you know, I would wake up every morning with a headache. And I'm not doing that anymore. And the lower back pain is gone, and the hip pain is gone.
The hip pain? Now, the hip pain was a big deal. Are you saying that it is completely gone?
The hip pain is entirely gone. I don't suffer from that at all anymore. It was kind of odd because, you know, you just wake up one day and you go, wow, that doesn't hurt anymore.
Right. Let's return to the much despised plantar fasciitis. Now, Dr. Yardley does his work up in the neck area, where in the brain-body connection, where the head meets the neck. Plantar fasciitis down there at the bottom of your foot. That's quite the distance. Were you surprised how one relieved the other?
You know, after going to Dr. Yardley, nothing really surprises me that it's connected, because there's other things that have changed in my body over the time that I've seen him that I would have never put together either.
And, Paul, do I understand that after you'd been going to Dr. Yardley for a while, you eventually convinced your wife that she had ought to go too?
My wife's been dealing with really bad headaches and hip pain and for a long time. And I kept telling her, well, go see Dr. Y. She just said, no, it'll go away. And, yeah, I did. She finally decided to go, and she's getting some good results.
So, Paul, it sounds like everybody in the family is rid of their headaches. That's a good thing.
Yeah, she,
yeah, it is.
She'd had them for 35 years. So she,
yes.
She'd had them for a long time.
It is a long time.
Yeah.
And she has a pain tolerance like nobody I've ever seen. And the pain pills don't work on.
Mm. How long have you been married?
33.
They were there before you got married.
Yeah, well, that's what she says. She's nice.
Sounds to me like the quantity of ibuprofen taken daily has dropped precipitously between the two of you.
Well, we used to go to Costco and buy the, you know, the 1,000 unit. model. Between the two of us would go through that in a couple of months.
Mm. Your kidneys are thanking you.
Oh, yes. Yes, my kidneys are thanking me.
So, Paul, what would you tell other people who have been dealing with chronic pain and trying to get rid of it? Would you recommend that they go to the Yardley Institute?
I would absolutely encourage him to go see him. I mean, I just wish I had done it sooner. You know, you live with the pain, and you just to go to Dr. Yardley as a last resort is a sad thing.
Lee, I know you hear that all the time. People come to you and say, I wish I'd come to you sooner.
We do. There's a lot of people out there that need to know that.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., is with me. Dr. Yardley, my wife has a certain sensitivity to some perfumes. They're very, you know, it's a chemical sensitivity where it's just overwhelming to her, particularly if somebody uses a little bit too much. I know that's a relatively common thing in today's society, sensitivity to chemicals. Talk to me about how what you do can have an impact on that, because when I first heard that, I thought, I was a little skeptical, because come on, the brain-body connection, how does that line up with sensitivity to a given chemical or odor?
Well, I think everyone has a certain level of sensitivity to chemicals and to our environment.
Sure.
The problem is not that sensitivity. Our problem is how our body responds to it. And let me give you an example.
Okay.
Like, for instance, now, some people have a heightened sensitivity to a thing called ragweed pollen.
Right.
And so, you know, when they get exposed to it, they start having a runny nose, runny eyes, they get this irritation, and life is quite miserable for them.
Yeah, big run on the histamines they're going through their body.
Well, yeah, and so what they would say is that I'm sensitive to ragweed pollen. But the thing is, the person next to them is experiencing the same ragweed pollen, and it's not causing that in them. So it's how the body responds to it. And the way the body responds is it produces a chemical called histamine, as you pointed out.
Right.
You see, and if it produces too much of that histamine, in other words, it's an aberrant, abnormal response.
If you overreact, sure.
Then you get the runny nose and the eyes and everything else. So everyone's producing the histamine.
Right.
It's just some people are producing too much of it.
Okay.
Why? Why is that happening to them and it's not happening to others?
Wait a minute. You're not going to come here and tell me that if the Yardley Institute, you can make people throw away their Claritin, you can cure allergies.
Well, first of all, we don't cure allergies. We do have people that throw away the Claritin, and that's okay.
But when you say you don't cure, then what is it you do?
Well, you have to normalize the body's chemical response. You see, the body is responding aberrantly. Why is it responding aberrantly? One of the possibilities is a compromised brain-body connection. And so if you correct that, now the body starts responding normally. And if that's the thing that's causing it, for those people, they now function normally.
When you talk about the brain-body connection, you're talking about, aren't you talking about the bones and stuff? I mean, or are you talking about something else?
We are talking about the relationship between the head and how it sits on the neck and how that impacts the neurology of what's going on and how that neurology impacts body chemistry.
So you're talking about nerves.
Yes.
You're talking about
chemical responses.
I see.
Like, you know, one of the most tragic conditions that we see are people that have chemical sensitivities. And it really affects their lives. It affects the buildings they can go into, the buildings that they can live in. I mean, there are people that have to, you know, control the carpet that they buy, the paint that they put on the wall, because their body is so extremely sensitive. And over the years, I've seen a large number of people coming in with a chemical sensitivity. And the amazing thing is many of them, once they get the brain-body connection, they start responding more naturally. A lot of these issues reduce 80-90%. In fact, I had a case that came to me. This is probably about 5 or 6 years ago. And she is actually the daughter of a massage therapist, probably one of the foremost massage therapists in the state of Washington.
Okay, the daughter of a massage therapist.
Yeah, yeah. And so she'd been referred to me by her mother.
Okay.
And she had a lot of difficulty when she first came in, just living, dealing with things. And we found a compromised brain-body connection.
Are you saying that she had this chemical sensitivity?
Yes.
Now, when you say difficulty, let me just take a moment with that.
Sure.
This is chemical sensitivity is not something that the average person experiences. And it's, you would agree, certainly, that the average person sometimes is not as sympathetic to somebody who's suffering from this kind of thing. It's because you can't see it.
No, you can't.
It's how somebody experiences their environment. And that's a really hard thing to explain to someone.
Not only explain, but it's really hard for their family members to appreciate how difficult that is for them and what they're actually going through.
Yeah.
And oftentimes when we have these cases, we try and get the spouse in so that we can go over what we're finding and they can develop an understanding of why their significant other is living the way that they are and then the price they have to pay for it.
Okay, I interrupted your story. She came to you at the Yardley Institute. You did your procedure.
Yeah, and we found a compromised brain-body connection. And so we corrected that, and we were taking care of her, and it was quite amazing to me a few months later when I had the opportunity to sit down with her and have her go through and rate the changes and improvements that she reported an 80% improvement in her response to chemical sensitivity.
That's amazing. What would cause that? I mean, it's not the bones. It's that area. What you've talked about this before.
Yes.
The bundle of nerves. What at the base of your skull?
Yes, the connection between the brain and the body. There is a relationship between how the head sits on the neck, and if that gets compromised, even by a few millimeters, then that starts creating short circuits. So certain areas of the body begin to respond aberrantly. And one of the things a lot of people don't realize, histamine is produced by the tissues and the sinuses and throughout the body, not actually necessarily within the brain, but it's controlled by the brain. And so if you've got a compromised brain-body connection, you start producing too much histamine. And guess what you do? You take an antihistamine.
That's right.
To neutralize it.
That's
and
right.
Guess what the body does with that? It says, well, now we don't have enough histamine. Let's produce even more. So you start creating problems with that.
You're amazing. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
We're back. Thanks for listening to the show. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with me. Doctor, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Dorothy, in just a minute or so about spinal stenosis, which I guess is becoming a more popular diagnosis. Tell us a little bit about it before we get her on the line here.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of it around these days. And in fact, this particular patient, Dorothy, didn't come to me for spinal stenosis. She was, in fact, scheduled for the surgery for it.
And, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And I suggested when she came in that maybe she might want to give it a little time and see how things went. As it turned out, she never did have the surgery, but she'll tell that story. Spinal stenosis is a condition. Stenosis is a closing off of a canal or a hole. And you'll find the spinal cord itself travels down a series of bones with holes in them. And things can happen as people get older where this begins to start causing a calcium buildup. Now, there's a reason that that happens. Calcium just doesn't appear for no reason at all. But there's a calcium buildup, and it begins to start closing off those foramen. And so surgery is done to go in and try and clean that calcium out to take away the closing off that's occurring with that. Our approach is a little different. Obviously, we don't do surgery, but we try and explore the underlying biomechanical issues that may be causing that to happen.
Well, let's get her on the phone here.
Sounds good.
Dorothy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. So why don't we begin by having you tell us, what were you suffering from when you came to Dr. Yardley? What was your difficulty that you were dealing with?
Well, I was dealing with not being able to sleep at night.
And what was causing that? Were you in pain or what was happening?
No, I just did. I have no idea why. But my daughter heard over the radio that medications could cause this. And Dr. Yardley had a thing about coming to him. So she signed me up for that.
Okay. And you also had some low back pain. Is that right?
Right. But see, that wasn't even taken into consideration at the time until we visited with Dr. Yardley, and then it came up that this could help.
Well, that's right. Now, you've been diagnosed with spinal stenosis, I think, Dorothy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was actually scheduled for an operation.
That's right. Well, it was just incidental when I was taking your history that you and your daughter mentioned that in next month you were scheduled for this back surgery. And I think I might have said to you, perhaps you might want to put that off for a month or two and see what happens.
Right. Mm. Right.
Mm. Kind of frightening to look at back surgery, you know, in any case, and it's not 100% reliable at all, is it?
I have not heard of any back surgery, but I was in such pain, I was willing to try anything. Because my chiropractor finally told me, I can't do any more for you, Dorothy.
Well, I'm really glad you came in. And you never did get that surgery done, right?
No, never did.
Well, let's talk about what you did do. You had the correction, the procedure with Dr. Yardley. What was it? Was it awful? Did he put his hands all over you? Did they wrench you around, Dorothy?
He barely touched my neck.
Yeah,
and I thought, oh, boy, this is really going to do something, you know.
So you were a little skeptical?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Okay.
I couldn't imagine because I do not understand this process at all. But it works, and that's all I care about.
Well, let's talk about it working. How has it changed your life? I mean, are you sleeping better?
Now, you know something? I don't feel that I'm sleeping all that much better, but I can walk up a hill now. I can walk up the steps without taking one foot and then putting the foot right next to it. I mean, I can last all day on my feet. I mean, and people have noticed that. I mean, gee, Dorothy, since you don't have the pain anymore, you just look more alive, you know?
So that low back pain that you were facing surgery for, that went away?
It's away. Yes, it's gone away.
And how has that changed your life?
Like I just said, I mean, I can walk up hills now. I never could walk up a hill. It just hurt too bad. And I don't limp anymore. I had a limp because it hurt so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't limp anymore. And I just don't have any pain in my back anymore.
Well, that is really
That must
good.
Be just amazing. I mean, to...
Oh, it's a miracle. I mean, to think of how much pain I was in that I was actually going to have surgery.
Mm-hmm. And then that... And that goes away. That's just that's an amazing story in and of itself. So would you recommend Dr. Yardley to your friends?
Oh, definitely. In fact, my neighbor, they were so impressed that because they knew how much pain I was in all the time. They were so impressed that he is going to Dr. Yardley now for restless leg syndrome.
Now, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, that really comes from the same area. It's the low back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Dorothy, I want to thank you for taking the time to chat with us. Your story is one that's pretty amazing, really.
Yes.
Well, it is. It is. I mean, you got to see all the looks I get when I say that, you know, that, I mean, when I tell my story.
Yes. Yes. Well, look, thank you so much for coming on. It's really great for you to do that. And, you know, how many people out there are facing surgery that could be helped if they only knew about it?
Yeah. All right, Dorothy, have a great day.
You know, I forgot to mention that she had started back on her exercise class again.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
No surgery, exercise class.
Exactly.
Wow. An amazing story. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. Vertigo.
Dr. Yardley, you have a very personal story about this. Why don't you share it with us?
I do. And this was back in around 88, 89. And at that time, I was on vacation. And I was I decided to learn to windsurf. Never done that before.
Okay.
And at any rate, I received I learnt under what I probably, looking at it after the fact, was probably not a very good teacher.
I hope he doesn't. But, where was this?
This was down in the Caribbean, actually.
Okay, good. And, he didn't hear it, so.
Yeah, and he was Australian. Yeah. So, but I don't hold that against him. But anyway, so the thing about learning windsurfing for me in that particular time was I spent a lot of time getting up and falling off the board and getting up and falling off the board.
Sure.
And if I was anything, it was persistent. Because I spent 8 hours one day getting up and falling off the board.
89, how old were you at the time? What, 20?
Oh, yeah, right. That's correct. Maybe 12. But anyhow, I hit literally everything in the bay. I mean, I literally hit everything. One time, I almost ran over a guy who was snorkeling.
Oh, really?
I remember the look of horror on his wife's face.
I would guess, yes.
And I realized the only way out was to drop off the board, which I got very good at. And you spend all day going down to one end of the beach, dragging the board up the other, and then heading on out again.
Okay.
So that was the last day of my vacation, and the next day I flew back to Seattle. And at that time, I was an avid student of a martial art known as Aikido.
Okay, no Aikido.
So, Sunday, the next day, I went on the mat for my first class, and something happened that had never happened before. I was unable to complete the class.
Why?
I started feeling nauseous, I started feeling dizzy, and I literally had to leave the class early. Now, the next day was my first day back in the office, and at that time, I had a staff of 5 doctors. We had a staff of 15.
You were just in general chiropractic at that point, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And but there was still a significant portion of the practice that didn't see the other doctors and were waiting for me to come back.
Okay.
So I faced a very busy Monday.
Right.
So I went home, I went to bed, prepared for the next day.
Figuring it's just what? Something like Montezuma's Revenge,
yeah,
something from the Caribbean.
Exactly. Something that was passing.
Got it.
So the next day, I'm taking care of people, and it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and suddenly I got hit with this nauseousness and this vertigo and this dizziness, and the only thing I could do is go in and lay down on the floor in my office, wait for it to pass 15, 20 minutes, get up, start taking care of people. I was good for another 10 to 15 minutes, then I was back laying down again. So I limped through the afternoon, went home, went to bed, came back into the office Tuesday, and on Tuesday it didn't start at 3 p.m., it started at 2 p.m.
Oof.
And through the week, my ability to function got less and less and less. So I placed the senior doctor in charge of the office. The next most senior doctor, I placed myself as a patient, said, I want you to re-examine, re-x-ray me. I'm your patient. I do what you say. Well, 2 to 3 weeks into this, and I'm not doing very well at all. I'm going from bad to worse. Now I'm spending virtually all of my time flat on my back. If I got up, I was good for maybe 20, 25 minutes up, and then I'd have to lay back down again.
How did you – I mean, this sounds, you know, debilitating. This sounds like the end of your career.
Well, it certainly didn't look good.
How are you going to – how did you solve it?
Well, I had a colleague of mine in California. And he called me up and he said, it's the upper neck. It's the brain-body connection. You need to get someone that does that work and uses a very specific approach to it. And so I'd heard of a doctor up in Canada that did this work. In fact, his name is Dr. Birdie.
Okay.
And so I called up to make an appointment with him, and they made me wait 3 weeks to get in and see this guy.
You had 3 weeks of vertigo before you got to see him?
Actually, it was 6 to 7 weeks.
How did you even get up to him? Did you take the train? Did somebody drive
someone
you up?
Someone drove me.
Amazing.
I had to have someone drive me. And so I was driven up, and he explained what he thought the problem was. It was a Friday.
Okay.
I had an appointment to come back Monday to receive my first
treatment.
Correction.
Mm-hmm.
And he did this kind of funny stuff on the side of my neck. In fact, I swore he did nothing. And so anyhow, he seemed to be confident. And the bottom line for me was, well, when can I go back and start taking care of patients again?
Sure.
And he said the following Monday, you can go back half time. And then the Monday after that, you can go back full time.
Now, you have got to be. I'm sorry. I mean, if you're in regular chiropractic and you're used to manipulation and that kind of stuff, and this guy is just lightly tapped, you've got to be a little bit incredulous.
Of course. But the proof of the pudding is in the eating.
So tell me about the eating.
I'll give it a week.
Okay.
And see what happens.
Fair enough.
Didn't believe the guy, but what else was I going to do?
Yeah, you're stuck.
Exactly. So interestingly, a week later, I was back in practice half time. A week after that, I was back in practice full time. And at that point in time, I looked seriously at what we did and made the decision that we needed to offer this kind of care at a high level of technical excellence here in the Seattle area.
And you have done that now for, well, 20 years.
Actually, 25, close to 25 years now, a quarter of a century.
Have you treated other people with vertigo since?
Oh, many, many. In fact, I mean, the list is a mile long.
Is it really?
Absolutely. And while I don't treat vertigo directly or specifically.
Because you don't do cure directly.
No, but we correct the brain-body connection. And it's amazing the changes because the whole sense of balance is interpreted in that upper cervical brainstem area. And once and it has a ripple effect when there's a mechanical compromise. Once we correct that, then a lot of the messaging starts getting corrected and the person's sense of balance begins to start normalizing.
Wow. That's an amazing thing because vertigo is so debilitating if somebody has it.
It strikes terror in your heart. I can speak personally for that.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.